Hello, Warrior Kings, and welcome to the Warrior Kings podcast. I'm your host, Michael Riggs, here to assist you on your journey to unlocking masculinity, manliness, and the warrior spirit within, and overall, leveling up your life. So again, welcome. Today, we're going to be talking about my top five marriage tips for men. Why are these marriage tips for men? Because men are husbands, and that's what we do here on the Warrior Kings podcast. Inspire men to level up every aspect of their lives. So if that's something that you're not into, definitely don't subscribe to this channel or podcast, because hey, that's what we do here, but everyone is welcome to listen. So with that being said, if you don't know much about me, my name's Michael Riggs. I'm a full-time author, artist, and entrepreneur. And why I'm so passionate about talking about marriage and relationships is because I spent 10 years with a lady who wasn't right for me and I wasn't right for her. And it ended terribly. It ended and crashed and burned. It ended in flames. And now I'm living my dream life with my dream wife. We're super happy together. I took all of those lessons from the past and learned from them. And because of that, I am living in a thriving, happy marriage with my beautiful wife, and I want that for you. I also did a series on how to be a better husband, so if you missed that one, definitely go back and check out that series as well. Lots of valuable information in there, and this sort of expands on that, but I just want to talk more about being an awesome husband, how to level up our marriages, how to get closer to our wives like never before, that sort of thing. So let's get into the first thing on this list of my top five marriage tips for men, which is compliment her regularly. And this one might sound pretty simple, but did you know most men don't compliment their wives? That's because there's this false belief that after the wedding, the work is done. There's nobody to impress anymore. Why are you complimenting her? You already locked her down, right? And this causes many people to become complacent in their relationships and their marriages because they have this underlying false belief that the work is done. There's this false belief that there's no one to impress anymore. You don't have to impress her anymore. There's also this false belief that obviously she knows that you think that she's beautiful, right? Or otherwise, why would you have married her? So you might think it's obvious. Why would I compliment her? Obviously, I love her, right? Obviously, I think she's beautiful. But the thing about women is they want to feel beautiful. They want to feel desirable. Why else do you think they spend so much time on their hair and makeup every day? And I can't speak for all women here. Obviously, I'm not a woman myself, but just based on my own experience in relationships, which I've been in a lot, I'm not very proud of that one, but just based on my own experience, women thrive on compliments. And it's like David Deida puts it in his book, The Way of the Superior Man, the masculine grows by challenge and the feminine grows by praise. So men grow by being challenged by things and women grow in their femininity by compliments. That's why you see so many women praising each other all the time. They're like, oh my gosh, your hair looks so beautiful today. You look so cute. You know, they kind of just praise each other when they see each other. Even if they don't truly think that, there's this connection that women have, feminine women, that they're constantly praising and complimenting each other. That's because they're helping each other grow. Whereas men, like if you were my bro and we were hanging out, I would be challenging you, picking on you. We would be roasting each other, that kind of thing. We're challenging each other to be better. And that's how men grow. So women grow by compliments and praise. So I gotta ask you, when was the last time that you told your wife that she was beautiful? Or have you ever? And the thing is, she wants to know that you think that she is beautiful, whether you see that or not. So what I want you to do is start paying attention to the subtle cues, the little things that will cue you to give her a compliment. And what I want you to do is practice complimenting her at least one time per day. Put it on your to-do list, man. Put it on your schedule. I don't know. If that's what it comes to, if that's what you need to do at first until it becomes a natural thing, like make a reminder in your phone, compliment wife. Things like, is it obvious that she took a little bit of extra time on her hair today? Tell her that her hair looks beautiful today. Pay attention. If she's extra happy this morning or extra happy today, tell her that you love her smile. Tell her that she's beautiful when she smiles. Say something like, you're so cute when you smile like that. Tell her you love her eyes. Tell her she looks beautiful in that new outfit that she got. Compliment all of the things that you love about her and do this as much as you can. And a bonus that comes from this, if you compliment those traits that you love about her, she will amplify those things. Those things will grow in her. You will see the radiance in those traits and in those actions and the things that you compliment. You'll see them shine even more because she now knows that you think that they're beautiful and she will want to amplify those traits. And you will notice this happening because you have been nurturing those qualities that you love about her and she will begin to love those things about herself. So remember to start complimenting your wife. And the second thing on this list is the I got this mentality. Wives want to know that their husband is handling things. things. And this applies to almost everything. Handling those things that are seemingly small, trivial things will make a huge impact on the way that your wife sees you as a man. Something as simple as the kitchen cabinet is loose and she mentions it. Like, oh dang, this cabinet is so loose. Run, get your screwdriver or drill or whatever and tighten it up really quick and then say, there you go, you got this. It's those subtle little things. You notice that the garbage can is full, so you take it out to the trash and replace it with a new bag. She says that her car is making a rattling sound on the way to work or on the way to take the kids to school, so you go out and you check it out. Even if you don't know the first thing about cars, you go out there and you check it out. And if you need to, in the end, you take that car to a mechanic and you have them look at it, right? But you're the one handling it. It's the I got this mentality. You see, it's that I got this mentality that builds her trust for you and her trust for your masculine core as a man. Wives want to feel that they are being taken care of. They want to feel that they are secure. They want to feel like you got it, that you are strong, that you are unmovable, that you're tough, right? And the I got this mentality, stepping in and doing those little subtle things that stack over time, build her trust for you as a man. And it's a great way to show that you are taking care of her and taking care of things and taking care of your life together. Life is comfortable these days. Like back in the old days, you would have been building, hunting, fighting off invaders to your village. It would have been very obvious that you were handling things, that she was taking care of. These days, it's not so clear and out in the open. And on an innate level, women still desire that in a man. Because without those traits in a man, back in the old times when we had to fight for survival, if a man wasn't strong and had an I got this mentality, she would have been in danger, right? She would have been at risk of starving or worse, dying, right? Handle the business. Cultivate the I got this mentality. Start taking care of the small things and especially the big things, and watch your marriage begin to thrive.
What's wrong, man?
I just can't seem to get my life together, dude.
You should read my book, Warrior King. It's packed full of wisdom that I attained over the years to level up my own life as a man.
I don't read books, bro.
Why does that not surprise me?
What? Nothing, but hey, good news. Warrior King has an audiobook now. No way! Yeah, you can listen to it anywhere. It's on
Amazon and Audible.
Whoa!
Get your shit together today with the Warrior King audiobook by Michael Riggs.
Then I can learn the ways of the Warrior King.
You can, my son.
Then I can be cool like you!
The third thing on my list of top 5 marriage tips for men is start treating every little bit of time together like it's an event. This is one thing that I love about my marriage and my relationship with my wife. Every time me and my wife hang out, even if it's at home on a regular evening, a regular night in, we treat it like it's the most exciting thing ever, like it's an event. Say we're watching a movie, there's always some kind of special snack involved. Like last night, for example, we were just hanging out watching different shows, kind of browsing around, but we got out some pizza stuff. We each made a pizza and then we tried each other's pizzas. Like we both chose the different toppings and all that, and it was a lot of fun, which might sound corny to some of you guys, I don't know, but we treat every time that we hang out like it's an event. There is no like boring mundane evening together. It's always the best thing that we've ever done. We're always having the most fun we've ever had. Sometimes we'll do something crazy like pull the mattress into the living room and lay it on the floor and have a living room camp out where we watch movies laying on that mattress. You know, we get intimate for a little while. But yeah, that happens. And then we sleep in the living room. It's a living room camp out, right? Sounds kind of childish, but it's fun. Make your relationship fun. Every time that you're hanging out, even if it's on a regular evening in, it's an event. You're hanging out. You're doing something fun. It's exciting. And even though for me, it's not like a tactic to keep things exciting, it's just how we are, I think that it could be a very good tactic for keeping things exciting, because we can't go out on a special night every single night or even every single week. Many of us have multiple children and sometimes multiple jobs, even one job that's bogging us down, right? Like we can't go out and do something special all the time. So making even at home time an event, it's a special thing. We're having fun. We're doing something crazy as it can be at home, right? But I think that that could be a great tactic for keeping things interesting and exciting and fun, because you don't want your marriage and your relationship to fizzle out and die because nothing's exciting and every day is the same and you're just following the same routine every day. I feel like that contributes to a lot of relationships dying is the same boring thing every single day. So don't let it be boring. Let every time you hang out, every bit of time you spend time together, an event. I mean, sometimes me and my wife will even go and get some honey bourbon, which was our drink of choice back when we were young and wild. And we just sip on it and talk for hours. We'll just, you know, we talk about conspiracy theories and weird things that we saw online or theories about whatever, you know, we have fun. It's an event. And not only that, but before we hang out, even on that regular night, that regular evening. We talk about it in text messages during the day leading up to that. Like, it's going to be the most exciting thing in the world. Like, what kind of snack are we going to make? What are we watching tonight? What do you want to do? You know, it's leading up to this. What could be just an ordinary night is now this awesome thing. If you listen to my series on how to be a better husband, you know how important I think it is for married couples to spend more time together. And this is a great way to do that. Start viewing the ordinary evenings as exciting events that you're hanging out together, because dude, life is short. Don't let it just fly by. Don't let your life with your wife just fly by. Enjoy every minute that you can of it. Like, if she were gone tomorrow, you know what I mean? Think about that. Like, life is short and crazy and anything can happen. You want to spend the most time that you can together, quality time, and it needs to be fun and positive and exciting. Stop letting it be boring. Stop arguing and bickering. Stop doing all the stupid shit. Spend some time with your wife and make it an event, even if it's a regular night in. And what's the event? What are you celebrating? Being together. That's what you're celebrating. The fact is you're here alive, breathing right now next to this beautiful woman who you love. That's what you're celebrating. Put the kids to bed and have what me and my wife call at-home date night. And the fourth thing that I want to talk about on this list of my top five marriage tips for men is gifting and how to do it. Years ago, I was reading a book about how to repair relationships with women because my relationship at the time was falling apart. This is the relationship that I was in for 10 years. One of the exercises in the book was to buy your wife a gift. And I thought to myself, I do that all the time. How's that going to fix anything? This is doing nothing for me. Like, I buy her stuff all the time, right? And then I quickly realized that the reason that that was an exercise in this Repair Your Marriage book was because most men don't buy gifts for their wives. So much so that it's an exercise in how to repair your marriage book. Like, men don't buy their wives gifts. If it's not a special occasion, a holiday, or Mother's Day or something like that, and most of them forget to even do that and have to go and get something at the last minute, if they even remember at the last minute, you know what I'm saying? And what does gifting do? Well, it shows her that you're thinking about her. It's like that old saying, like, if you give someone a bad gift and they say, oh, well, it's the thought that counts. The meaning behind any gift is that it's the thought, that it was considerate, that you were thinking about that person. Now, do I mean go and buy her expensive jewelry or a new dress every week? No. It's getting her little things on random days that shows that you were thinking about her. It doesn't have to be a big, expensive, lavish thing, or it could be if that's your thing. If you just got money in the bank, it could be a super special gift every time. But I'm just talking about, like, being out and about and getting her favorite snack or something like that and being like, here, I was thinking about you. One thing that I love that I think is dead these days is flowers. And I know that might feel corny for a lot of you, but have you ever tried it? You might say, oh, my wife hates flowers. She says she hates flowers. And you know, maybe she does. Maybe she does say that. Maybe she does hate flowers and think that that's corny. Maybe she thinks it's cliche and silly, right? Bro, do it anyways. Get her some flowers. When you're at the grocery store, the convenience store, and you see bouquets of flowers, get her one and say, I know you hate flowers, but I was thinking about you when I saw them. And watch her reaction. And say you're out and about in your life. Say you stop by a store. You got to pick something up really quick. Grab her favorite snack and drink and bring it home to her and just say, I got this for you. I love you. I was thinking about you. You know, whatever's natural. I'm kind of making it sound blocky right now. You want to be yourself, but just be like, I was thinking about you. Or just hand her the bag and say nothing, and then she opens it and sees that you got her favorite snack and drink, right? And then she knows that you were thinking about her. And while constant gifting is considered a specific love language, I do think that it's a way to show that you are thinking about that person, that you're thinking about your wife, that you're considering her even on a regular day, that you want to make her happy even on a regular day. You want to see her smile. You want to make her feel good. A simple gift just says, I love you, I was thinking about you, and I want to take care of you. Does she have a cold? Is she getting sick? Run to the store and put together a little care package with, like, Vicks and cold medicine and Gatorade or whatever it is. You know, put together a little care package. It's these subtle little things that you can do to show your wife that you care, that you're thinking about her, that you're considering her, that you want her to be happy and well. As far as gifting for big holidays and special occasions and Christmas and things like that, a lot of guys have no idea what to buy their wife. And trust me, I've been there before. And that's mainly because we have no idea what we're talking about when it comes to women stuff, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. Women can be complicated. And I've talked about this on previous episodes before, but keep a running note in your phone of things that she mentions that she would like to have or that she wants, things that she sees when you're out and about or when she's looking on her phone online, and things that she wants, would like to have. Then you have an entire list on your phone of things that she wants, things that you could get her and gift her. And then when it's down the line, when you give her that gift on that holiday or that special occasion or anniversary or birthday or whatever it is, she will say, wow, he was listening to me. He really listens to me. He really cares about what I'm saying because I said this 3 months months ago and he knew that I wanted it. And you can even say, yeah, I remember you saying that and I got you this thing because you wanted it. Of course I was listening, right? But you have this whole list of things that she would like to have in your phone. And that's a great way to buy the perfect gift for your wife. And the fifth and most important thing on this list that I want to talk to you about today is praying with your wife. Pray together. And we just lost half of our remaining audience. If you're still here, I commend you because this one takes some courage. The first time I prayed with my wife, we weren't even married. We were just seeing each other from time to time. We weren't even engaged yet. And I felt like I wanted to pray with her. I wanted to have that connection. And I was super nervous because for one, I thought she would think I was crazy. And two, I had no idea what I was going to pray about. I was going into it like improv. Like, I'm going to pray with her. I took her by the hands and I'm like, Lord, I have no idea what I'm going to say. And I stumbled on my words and it was awful. But we prayed together and there were lots of ums and lots of pauses and I completely lost the production of words. I was timid and shy and it went terribly. But the thing is, over time, the more that we did it, the more comfortable I got with praying with her. And anytime that I pray with my wife, anytime that we pray together, I feel like it brings us closer together because we're bonded by something higher than us, right? We're coming together in God. Like, what could bring two people closer together than bringing God into the mix, right? And talking to him, speaking to him together, and coming to agreement together about these prayers and this conversation that you're having with the creator of everything. Because it's not only that she and I have this super strong, super close connection to each other, and we're in love like nobody's ever been in love before, but we're also bringing the creator of everything into the mix. We're bringing God into the situation. It's not just me and her one-on-one. It's me, her, and God, right? Praying together is super powerful and can level up your marriage and your relationship more than you can even imagine. What can make a bond between two people stronger than God can? Nothing. There is nothing in the whole of creation that could bring you closer together in love. So I encourage you, try it. Pray with your wife. Take her by the hands. Pray together. Watch your relationship and your marriage level up and thrive like never before. So thank you guys so much for watching and listening today. Again, this is the Warrior Kings podcast hosted by Michael Riggs. And it was super awesome to talk to you today. I hope that I gave you some good tips for leveling up your marriage, leveling up your relationship with your wife. I hope that you try some of them. It's my mission to level up as many men's lives as possible all over the world. So if that's something that you want to help with, definitely engage with the content, like, subscribe, comment on YouTube, all that sort of stuff so that we can show this to more people. I want to reach as many people as possible all over the world with these positive, inspiring messages. So definitely help me out with that. The more that you engage with the content, the more that these algorithms show it to other people. So I really super appreciate it. I would love to talk to you. I'd love to hear from you. So definitely reach out to me in those comments on YouTube and stuff like that. Thank you again so much, and I'll catch you on the next one. Thanks, guys. Bye.